Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2017 is the 15th year of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. It's been very effective to educate and to litigate where necessary to make sure that the real reason, Christ, is not censored from the Christmas season. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, in addition to our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign that provides information and assistance with regards to public expressions of the holiday, whether it's in the form of Christmas carols at schools, nativity scenes, or other decorations in various public venues, we also have the Naughty and Nice List. We started that a number of years ago, and it's designed to inform our listeners and to inform people when you're shopping online or in person where to shop with your dollars. You can know where these retailers are because it's pretty obvious, and we list them. We have the naughty side and we have the nice side. The naughty side consists of retailers that want to profit off of Christmas while pretending that Christmas doesn't even exist. They want to use the word holidays and other generic forms for Christmas without using the word Christmas. And the other side is the nice list, retailers that actually acknowledge Christmas, that have Christmas trees, not holiday trees, and have Christmas lights, not holiday lights. So you can make your shopping decisions by going to lc.org and downloading the Naughty and Nice List.
Yeah, you know, and we go through and we update it every year, do the research. This year we found stores like that are naughty, like Radio Shack, American Eagle, Gap, Dick's Sporting Goods. Those, you know, you look in their ads, you look in their Christmas advertising. Do they acknowledge Christmas and Christ? These are on the naughty list because they're not embracing Christmas. However, you've got some nice stores like Walmart, Best Buy, Kmart, Kohl's that do in their advertising and all that say Christmas, Merry Christmas. So when you go in the store, they'll say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
You know, these stores that you mentioned on the naughty list, they've been on the naughty list since the very first time that we launched. They stay on the naughty list. It's not some oversight by Radio Shack, Gap, or some of these others, particularly Radio Shack. You know, Radio Shack, frankly, I think is no doubt struggling for its identity. What is Radio Shack? People used to shop there for their electronic needs, but now there's these other mega stores that have more options. You would think that Radio Shack would want all of the customers it could get. But on the issue of Christmas, they don't want your money. Right. So don't give them your money. I will not go to Radio Shack. In fact, I don't go to Radio Shack through the rest of the year because I know how they treat Christian values during Christmas. I will not only not patronize them during November and December, I stopped patronizing them a long time ago because it's pretty obvious where they're coming from. It's not an oversight. It's intentional. And why would we say it's intentional? Because when we look at all these other mega retailers, Walmart as an example, and many others, these were on the wrong side when we first launched the Naughty and Nice, and they heard from people.
Right.
I know Radio Shack has heard from people. They just don't listen to you. They could care less. I would still tell them why you're not going to shop there. I would also tell the other ones are shopping there. Write a letter, send an email, make a phone call.
Right.
If you're in the area, tell them politely because they need to hear it. But, you know, many of these other stores did listen to their people. They got bad advice from some of their marketers where they wanted to genericize Christmas and just literally wipe out the name of Christ from Christmas. They got bad advice. They marketed it.
Right.
They heard from the people. They decided that's not the direction they're going, and they've made a change. But Radio Shack insists. J.C. Crew is another one. I don't go to J.C. Crew because J.C. Crew is another one that continually has never come off the naughty list, have always been there from the very beginning. It's so bad that I know in their store in Virginia, where some people have told me they are working inside, they have a countdown clock. And in that countdown clock, they don't even mention Christmas, but they count the days down to December 25th. So they may say 14 days to December 25th. It's not 14 days to Christmas. They're trying to make an emergency, an intensity in their staff, their employees, to produce as much so they can sell as much by December 25th, because that's the day of Christmas, but they won't call it Christmas. It's 10 days to December 25th. And frankly, even after that, instead of after Christmas sales, it's after December 25th sales. So some of these are just so bizarre that it's ludicrous how they've taken these positions. So I would encourage you, go to lc.org and look at the Naughty and Nice list. You can download it on your phone, take it with you in your stores. And when you're going into the malls or when you're shopping online, which many people now do, make your decisions accordingly.
But you know, in a respectful way, I would say, you know, what if it's your birthday today to one of those officials that run the retail operation? What if it's your birthday and everyone ignores you? They don't acknowledge your birthday. They don't acknowledge anything you've done. They don't acknowledge that you're born. It's the same thing that these retail operations are doing with Christ. We are recognizing his birthday. Whether he was actually born on that day, it's not the issue. It's where America, it's where the world acknowledges his birthday. And so to be so bent on not doing that, it's going to cost you dollars, folks.
You know, it's like enjoying the cake, but not thanking the person or acknowledging the person who is being honored for their birthday.
Right.
They're enjoying the time off. It is a federal and a state holiday. Businesses are closed all over the country. Businesses are closed, frankly, all over the world for Christmas. They're acknowledging that. They're celebrating with the food and the friends, but they won't acknowledge Christmas.
But it's Christ Mass, and so they're putting the X for the word, taking the Christ down and putting the X, so they've just totally X'd him out of his own day.
Well, one retail magazine of a major retailer that literally changed its position after we put them on the naughty list, they actually had a retail book of things you could buy, and one page was devoted to Hanukkah items.
Mm-hmm.
One page was devoted to Kwanzaa, and they used the word Kwanzaa, they used the word Hanukkah, and they had various kinds of things for Hanukkah on one page, Kwanzaa on another page. The other one was holiday.
No Christmas.
It had a Christmas tree, it had the lights, it had other kinds of things, but they would not call it Christmas. So it was Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and holiday.
Oh, dear.
So it was very, very obvious. Now, fortunately, that particular retailer is on the nice list, and in fact, if you go to the naughty and nice list, the nice thing you'll see is that the list on the naughty side is much smaller than the nice side. The nice side has continued to grow, but you can't take it for granted. Why we launched this was a number of years ago, and it kind of caught us all up without us really realizing it. It began to happen, and this one particular year, it became very obvious, and it was regarding Christmas trees. And there was a tree that was cut down in Canada. It's cut down every year, a big 40-foot or so spruce tree. It's put on a flatbed truck, and it says, Merry Christmas to Boston. They put the sign on the truck, and they ship it to Boston every year. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there was a fire that plagued the town up in Canada, and the Bostonians came to help and provided help. So from that moment on, every year, this Canadian town sends this huge Christmas tree on the back of a flatbed truck. When it got to Boston, the mayor changed the name of the tree. He was going to light the holiday tree. On the truck, it says, Christmas tree, Merry Christmas. And it was very clear that he was censoring Christmas. It was also clear when we looked at the retailers that you couldn't find Christmas trees. When you walked into these retail stores, signs said Happy Holidays. They had holiday trees. Mm. And that's when we launched the Naughty and Nice list. The good news is mega retail operations completely changed their marketing and began to mention Christmas even in the middle of the Christmas cycle.
I know we've gotten a lot of media each year because of that. So it's you know, I think they're taking notice. You know, when people speak up, they take notice.
And you can make a big difference. Your shopping dollars do matter to these retailers. Don't patronize those that just simply want to take your money and pretend that Christmas doesn't exist. Patronize those that actually acknowledge the real reason for the season and actually use the word Christmas, Christmas trees, Merry Christmas, things of that nature. Go to lc.org, download the Naughty and Nice list and the other information about celebrating Christmas in the public square. lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.